This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
I am new machine.
Love. Love, they don't show enough. I ain't got a show book, I'm just showing up. It's fucked when you think you're coming up. Tough one to swallow, you're throwing up. Really think you know it all, you don't know enough. Nah, but I feel like a new man. I feel like David Beckham in the do-rag. Drippy, how you do that? Me against the world, I'ma get another two packs. Tell me where the food's at. What have you done? Come on, if I hit the cemetery, England gonna miss me like a penalty. Now I don't wanna see you waste booze at my funeral. Drink a fucking Hennessy, drink a fucking Henny up. Used to play penny up the wall, not a penny up. Yeah, come on, come on, yeah, yeah. On, what do you mean? What have you done? Where'd you get that? Come on, come on, come on, what are you on? What do you mean? What have you done? Where'd you get that? Let me get some. So thing, true say I was on a missing thing. Now I'm on a mission, cooking up bangers in the kitchen. Listen, listen, boy. Van Nistelrooy, yeah, this one's Rue Van Nistelrooy. 808's off that Richter scale. Listen, listen well. Back when I said I don't kiss and tell. On the Titanic with the ships of sail. All my old bits as well. Listen, I'm trying to be legit as well. Man, I'm too big for scales. And man, I'm too. Come on, come on, come on, what are you on? What do you mean? What have you done? Where'd you get that? Let me get some. Come on, come on, come on, what are you on? What do you mean? What have you done? Where'd you get that? Let me get some.
Coughing on the fucking tree.
Used to play penny up the wall, not a penny up. Used to bump two trains and a bendy bus just to get the session done. I had fire in my heart before I knew what a Rennie was. You can ask anyone, anywhere, anyway. Show me tits, show me love, show me love.
That's Dream McLean and New Machine. That's we're kicking off the show with that because I just think that's a fucking rhythm.
The smile on Justin's face right now.
Trust me, trust me.
And I've been Michael likes it too.
Justin and Michael are the same person. Yes. For people that don't know.
That's your first time, Marcel.
It's been 2 weeks since I haven't been on the show. Honestly, I'm already losing character.
Yeah, you've been away for a while, for real.
Yeah, literally. Like I missed two great weeks of guests. I've heard.
Yes. Yeah,
Damaging last week. No,
yeah. Two members of Damaging, Andre and Noel.
Nice.
Andres and Noel. And who else did you miss?
Killer Keller, of course.
That was the same week.
It was the two guests last week. Yeah, the same week. Killer Keller.
Okay.
Oh, and General Levy, you missed. Missed him.
Of course,
the week before.
You missed General Levy.
He was incredible. And Graham Sickles was in the week before.
Yep.
I like the pun.
He was your replacement. He was your co-host. It was my co-host replacing you.
Okay. Oh, and the Skints, who were amazing, did a live
performance. Yeah. I saw that on my Twitter.
Tearjerk and stuff. That was a big tune.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Really, really good live.
But still good, continuing the excellent guest list today.
Today we've got massive guests on.
Who we got there?
Not only have we got Afrobeat sensation Jay Money and Munro, who's a producer extraordinaire, and I think an artist in his own right.
Yeah, he is.
We've got Eagle Eye Cherry.
Legend.
singer of Save Tonight.
Yep.
Possibly one of my. Tonight.
Might the break of dawn come tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Vibes.
Such, like, you hear that song and meet. First of all, it makes you happy. That
it
song.
Does. It's got a country element to it, yeah. I think. Yeah. You know.
Well, he's moved to Nashville. You said that.
Has
recently,
he?
So he is quite country influenced on his newer stuff.
Oh, the new bits, yeah.
Right. That song pisses on Old Town Road. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry, little Nas X.
Take my house on the Old Town Road. Nah.
Nah. Save tonight. Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the brick or don't come tomorrow.
All day long.
Tomorrow Marcel, I'll be gone.
Whilst you've been away, Michael has expressed a keen interest into getting us into line dancing, and I wondered if you would like to join this.
Would
on
you
the
ever
country
do line
tip
dancing? Do you know
you
what?
Said that you would like to last
I'd
week.
I'd love to do line dancing. Do it's know, all in I, the waist.
I would definitely do some line dancing. Like, there's nothing I've got nothing against, like, getting in the line and dancing,
you know what I mean?
what getting in, like, in a queue?
Yeah, like, we can get into a queue
to dance.
Yeah, every do time you're mean? In a line, every time
anytime,
you're in the bank, just,
like,
just dance,
just drop it out,
you know. Have you seen line dancing? So it's nothing above the waist. You are
it's
your
all
hands
legs,
are on hips,
hands
it's
on
all
hips.
Legs, it's a bit like river dance actually.
I've seen Cool Runnings, and I'm pretty sure, like, Sanka does some line dancing in that. So if I can look like Sanka while I'm line dancing,
right,
we can do this thing.
Little cowboy hat, some Levi's 501,
oh,
trust
yeah,
me
yeah.
Some
stone
boots
wash, stone
I'm looking
wash.
For some dungarees though personally.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Hillbilly yeah. It hillbilly yeah. It up
all day long.
Chew a bit of straw
down.
Lovely. Well, you've been away for 2 weeks, Marcel.
Yes.
So it seems like we should have a catch-up.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I think we should.
You've been in Malta, haven't you?
I was DJing out in Malta. It was fun. Like, the weather over in Malta was not the best, though. I will say
yeah,
this now.
I thought that as well, because I saw some footage of... Because Annie Mack's Lost and Found Festival was out there as well. And in every single sort of story... That
it's
I saw on people's Instagrams, pissing down. I saw Fredo performing in the rain.
Rain.
I saw my friend performing in the rain. Jeremiah Asiyama.
I had to get off a boat. So basically, like I was maybe like on this boat, this boat ride, and like it started pissing down. Yeah, I can say, why was I getting all nervous about saying piss? I'm on fucking Fubar Radio. Who the hell have I become?
Two weeks
and it's fucked
two
me.
2 weeks, mate.
Wow. I'm just lost now. I'm lost.
You know the
anyway.
Show's on till 6, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Remember that. Just checking that.
Yeah, no. So I was waiting for the boat to leave, and I was like, it started pissing down, and I was like, you know what? I'm not staying on this boat. So I got off the boat. The boat left, and I was just like, see ya. Went and got some food and enjoyed myself in the warmth.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Like it was good DJing. Obviously, it was fun DJing. But at the same time, it was just like it wasn't. I didn't feel like I was on holiday. I just felt like I was just like in another place.
Oh, that's long. Did you not have a sort of? Did you not have a covering when you were DJing?
So basically, I was over there for like 6 days, but I was only DJing on the first day, which was the opening party and the closing party.
Right.
So then, in between that, we were doing all the different events and all the stuff that they had planned.
Right.
And all the, they were like those like all the days that I weren't DJing on were pissing down, windy. Like we tried to do some drone shots for the Instagram and all that kind of stuff. The drone started getting swept out into the sea.
Wow.
I was like, yo, this is long. So he was like, nah.
Wow.
Wasn't too great over here either, to be honest. You didn't miss much. The weather wasn't like
you were here
splendid.
For Easter, right? Yes, you were.
Oh, there were a few glorious moments.
No, you were, because you both called me on the bank holiday Monday of Easter. Yeah, but it was the weekend. Last weekend was cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you weren't here, it was actually cold.
It's been up and down. Mm. It's definitely been peaks and troughs.
It was raining early this morning, but it looks all right out there now.
It's not too bad.
What's the weather report done?
There we go, you know?
Yeah, it's the weather report done, yeah. Take care on the roads, people.
Yeah.
It's slippery out there.
It's slippery out there.
Michael Payne, your video for the Night Elm on Mare Street is out on the 20th, drops on the 22nd
it
of
is,
May.
Yeah. It's my birthday present to the world.
I
on
can't
my
wait
birthday.
To see it.
It's great.
I can't wait to see it.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of rappers especially, will refer to their music videos as a movie, you know?
Yeah.
We made a movie. I made a motherfucking movie. Well, Atto Yankee, who was the director and writer of the video, he helped me make a movie. Richard Burnell, who was the DOP, he actually was the DOP on Dave's Black as well.
Oh, wow.
So I was in very, very good hands with this DOP. And he was on the crew. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing. A really cool effort. And just a... For the amount of sort of money that was put in, I just have to thank everyone, because they made it look like a big, big, big budget shoot. And it was quite a big budget,
yeah.
You know. But they made it look like a huge budget shoot. So shout out to Champion, who were kind enough to step in and handle the sort of funding for that. Shout out to Port Royal Patties, who fed us. And just shout out to all the crew, Atto, Richard, Pia, who was like makeup and wardrobe. Sarah, who was makeup, Pia, who was wardrobe. Yeah. Too many names to mention, but thank you all. Thank you all. The video drops on May 22nd, like I said, which is my birthday, but it's my present to the world. And introducing 6-year-old Kyrene Green, who plays a younger me.
Sick.
He's your godson.
He is my godson in real life, but he plays a younger me in the video. Kind of watching an older me in the 80s. We use the same location. We use this house. It's owned by a chemist called Dr. Bright. And for years, he's kind of preserved its like 80s decor. In fact, probably since the fucking 80s. Yeah. And it's so accurate, so realistic, so authentic that even the Crown have been shooting some bits there. Exactly. So you might see this video and then you might see an episode of The Crown. Yeah. And just imagine me in The Crown, you know?
I can. You're very regal.
I'm very regal, right. Thank you very much, Nat. Thank you very much.
I saw the behind the scenes like on your story and I was like, yo, that is going to be so sick.
Honestly.
The detail that you went into looks mad. So.
It's crazy. It was laborious. It was hard work, you know, because getting the... There's a half of the video is basically myself performing and Atto's made it look as if it's an 80s TV show that I'm performing on. And to do that, to create the desired effect, which is basically me kind of morphing into different parts of the screen, but saying the same thing and doing the same actions, I had to repeat the same performance like 23 times. Mm. Before we did that even, we had to get the exact spaces that I'd stand in. So 23 different positions, and they had to be exact to the fucking centimetre. So that was hard work. But then, getting that half done was cool. Then we sort of moved on to the second location in Pinner, which is where Dr. Bright's house is. And then it was just a chance to get to watch Kyrene work his magic. You know what I mean? So it was sick, man. Really good day. And I really can't wait to see the final results.
Wicked.
Mm.
Great. Okay, well, let's get into a quick song and then we will have a chat about other stuff.
Let's do it.
Everybody clap for me.
Toro y Moi with Laws of the Universe. Big tune, that.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Had a bit of disco in it, had a bit of 90s rave in it.
It was everything in that.
It was everything, for
real. Well, he's over here soon for All Points East, which is the end of the month. And talking of All Points East, a bit later on in the show, we'll be giving away some tickets. Five pairs of tickets to go
five
to
pairs.
The...
Five pairs. Tenia could be going.
Right, to the Run the Jewels, Bring Me the Horizon Day. What Jeez. A day, what a lineup.
What a day. And how are we going to be... What's the competition going to be?
The competition is look out for our tweet and retweet it to win.
Simple as that. All you need is Twitter and a finger.
We may as well just start it now because I've just mentioned it.
It's true.
Let's just start it now, why don't we? Yeah.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't want to leave it as a little secret for you. But it's a really good... Old Points East always has one of the strongest lineups of the festivals. Mm. Incredible. Like, who they got? Chemical Brothers, James Blake, Christine and the Queens. God, how many other people? So many other people are playing there.
What's it? Bon Iver playing this year? Or is he
that
playing
I'm
another
not sure.
festival?
Is Bon Iver playing All Points East? Will saying yes.
Bon Iver
yes,
is playing. Yeah, he's
playing.
Recently been added, I think.
Yeah, I think James Blake was a later, because we got some artwork for that and he wasn't on it, so I think he's a later addition
right.
too. But, like, incredible.
That's a sick
It's a really good lineup.
And where's it going to be?
It's in Mile End, Victoria Park.
Victoria Park.
And I will say that I went to a number of festivals last year, and All Points East, there are a number of festivals you go to that never have quite enough either bars or bar staff. So you queue for a long time. And there were a few last year which was a bit ridiculous and got some complaints because people queued for an hour for a pint. Hmm. Not All Points East. Loads of bars, no queues, perfect. They did a lot with the space. Have you ever been to Victoria Park for a festival, Ross?
I have, but I can't. This is ages ago.
You used to do Lovebox.
Lovebox
there.
Field
Yeah, I think
days,
I went to Lovebox there.
Mighty Hoopla was there for a bit.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, for a couple of years until they've moved now. But
Brockwell,
All Points.
Right?
But All Points East is there now, and it's over a couple of weekends. It's like Coachella, but with different acts, which always makes me feel weird that Coachella do two different weekends with the same people. I never really got...
Yeah.
Seems a bit... What?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't get that
no,
either.
No, it's a bit kind of strange.
Maybe because America's so fucking big, some people don't make it over the
true.
First weekend around.
Maybe.
So true.
Maybe. Well, go and retweet to win.
Do that.
And you will win them. Could be in a chance of winning some tickets. All you have to be is, over 18, and you have to be based in the UK to win.
Mm. Yes. Anyone from Malta? No.
No. You can be from Malta, but you live in the UK, and that's perfectly
you
fine.
You need to be a resident.
And it's on the 31st of May, which is, I believe, is that not the bank holiday again?
I think so.
It
the
is.
Bank holidays.
I think so.
Yeah.
Too many almost.
Yeah. Well, I believe our first guest is next door and ready to come in. So let's get into a track and we'll get Eagle Eye Cherry into the studio.
Yeah, we're starting with the biggest
guest. The big dogs in the house.
As we've just said, the song that makes you happy. We all like it with a bit of this next track. We talked about Save Tonight, so
absolutely.
I think we should just play it.
Slap that on now, mate.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Gone.
Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. And for the first time in my radio broadcasting career, I feel like a daytime radio DJ. Honestly, that song makes you feel like you're doing breakfast.
I don't know, if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing. Honestly, it's a good thing. Trust 100%. Me. Once in a while, you kind of have to feel like you're at the top of your game. Do you know what I mean? And when you can play tunes like that, it's like people trust you with the big songs. You know them ones. But thank you so much for joining us, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Thank you for having me.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. You're back after like... Oh, is it coming up to or over 20 years now?
Well, it depends how you look at it. I mean, it's 20 years ago that Save Tonight was released. But I released a few albums after that. And I did full-on, non-stop recording, promoting, writing and all that for about 7 years. Yeah. And then around 2004, I said, you know what? I need a break. And I thought it would be a small one, but... It ended up an
extensive hiatus.
As anonymity kicked in, I was like, I like this. This is nice. Getting back to normality. So
amazing. I'm sure even though anonymity was kicking in, I'm sure the royalty checks were still rolling in. Because that's just a massive song.
I wouldn't have been able to stay away this long if I didn't have some good checks coming in.
Them ones. What was the inspiration for Save Tonight? It's got such a distinct kind of country element to it, and the fact that you now live in Nashville.
No, but I did some recording on this latest album in Nashville. Yeah.
Okay,
now I live in Stockholm, Sweden, and I actually wrote that song there.
Oh wow!
So I was in New York. I left New York. I needed to get out of there, and that particular song happened one afternoon on a sunny day. I was supposed to go kick the football around and decided to stay home for some reason. Yeah. And I'm very happy I did.
Yes. So am I.
My whole life changed
football
that afternoon.
Football can wait.
So I stayed home, and some songs take longer to write. That one was just smooth, man. It just happened in like a couple of hours. And it was done.
Did it? Because, some songs kind of come out like you're just as quick as you can say the words.
Yeah. But you can hear it in that song. I mean, it's so simple.
So fluid.
Four chords.
Yeah.
Once I knew what it was about, and once I'd come up with Save Tonight, Fight the Break of Dawn, I knew, all right, we're on to something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. And you're obviously you're a sibling of the great Nena Cherry.
I am.
As well.
I am a full-time brother of Nena Cherry.
Full-time brother. Yeah. And a full-time uncle of Mabel McVeigh as well, right?
Who we've had in as well. Mabel.
Yeah, she's a friend of the station. She's been on Harriet Rose's show, hasn't she?
Several, yeah, a couple of times.
Is there any chance of maybe seeing like a three-way collaboration between Eagle Eye, Nena, and Mabel?
Maybe we'll do like a cherry Christmas.
I like it.
He's done this before.
Yeah. Do people ask that a lot?
Yeah, of course. Mm. It's not that often that, especially it's so many different generations.
Yeah.
And
of course.
Mabel comes out and just like blows the airwaves.
Yeah.
And it's just. It's so fantastic to see, because for me she's just little Mabel. I used
to
be,
of course,
running around playing with Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah, you know? Like, Christmas dinners must be nice now, you know.
Exactly.
Everyone's got a lot to talk about.
Exactly.
So now you're back for a series of shows.
Yep.
First time playing the UK for ages.
Yes.
You're playing a place called Otto Exeter. That's the first time I've heard of that place.
It's a festival. It's a,
okay, it's a music so Otto festival, Exeter's yeah. a festival, not I believe, a, I get it.
And then here in London, I'm playing on the 30th.
Right.
Which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, the O2 Academy.
Exactly.
In Islington.
Like you said, I mean, I've been out playing quite a bit every now and then, but I haven't been to the UK for some reason.
Yeah.
Very, very long time. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I just came off of a European tour a couple of days ago, and I'm kind of recharging my batteries.
Absolutely.
So I come to London.
Nice. I should clarify, you are playing the Acoustic Festival of Britain in Otto Exeter, which is a market town in Staffordshire.
So it's nowhere near Exeter?
No. No, I don't know, very good with geography. It's on the border with Derbyshire. Though it's no.
Maybe
right,
it is
nowhere
quite.
Near.
Wait, Exeter's, is that up towards the east?
Devon.
Right.
Yeah, so that's.
No.
Who knows?
Let's not try and do geography right now, guys. No. It's not
live on the air. It's the geography show.
I know Josh Stone's.
Call in if you know where.
If anyone knows where this is. Well, it's nice.
So what can people expect from the live shows?
It's full on. We just had a fantastic time, did like 27 shows in 30 days.
Nice.
And I'm all about live music. I grew up with jazz. Our father was a jazz musician, and And every night is a different night. So, you know, it's drums, bass, guitar, keyboards, and me. And we just rock the house.
Wicked, sick. Wicked. And so what's inspiring the current music for Eagle Eye Cherry?
I mean, I haven't, like, reinvented myself. I'm definitely sticking to my guns. And what you hear is what we played. Most of the stuff was recorded live in Nashville and in Stockholm. But I still think that when you hear, like, the single Streets of You, I've still kind of brought it up a little bit to 2019. So there's a certain flavors, but it's still lyrics, melody, and the guitar that's the driving force.
Okay, know? Okay. Well, Streets of You is the current song. It's the latest release.
And the title of the album.
And the title
as well.
Of the album, of
I
course.
Keep it simple for myself, otherwise.
Why not? I do the same. I've got an album coming out with a track of the same name on it as
exactly.
well. I think it's important. It's important.
just so you don't mess it up. You know?
Exactly. Well, would you do us the honor of introducing said song for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear a new single from me, Eagle Eye Cherry, called Streets of You. Check it out.
I've been losing it again, barely knowing where I am. I've been pacing here like every night before, 'cause of you, I don't know what to do. Every minute is a week. Broken heart can't get no sleep. Well, I can't hang around this misery no more. 'Cause of you, I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's true, I still walk the streets of you. When I walk
a very summery vibe I'm feeding that.
Yes.
Right on.
What's the how many people have you got in your band when you play live?
Four. Plus me, so we're five.
Got to make a lot of noise.
Yeah, we make noise.
Yeah, good.
And then we bring it down. We got dynamics.
Good. Everyone's looking forward to the show. I'll just repeat the dates here. Doing Whelan's in Dublin, which is a sick venue. Yep. I love that venue. Have you played there before?
I have. Long time. Love that venue.
I love Dublin because not too far from Whelan's, they've got like the town centre, obviously, and they've got this fountain. And once in a while, people just think it's funny to just empty a bottle of fairy liquid in there. there, so the whole thing just bubbles up and they just can't do anything about it. It's brilliant. Only in Dublin, you know. Only in Dublin. I wanted to bring it over to Trafalgar Square, but I thought, like, you
might get arrested, bro.
I'm a bit flamboyant, so they'd catch me, you know. They'd be able to follow me all the way home on CCTV and just knock the door.
There he is. How'd you figure it out?
Your hands are really soft. thank you so much for playing us the new material. Yes. That was
delivered, hand delivered. Personally,
thank you very much. Well, we to celebrate Eagle Eye Cherry's presence on the show. There's nothing better to celebrate with than a game.
We always, as I said, we always have games for our favourite guests.
All right,
and you are one. Okay. So, Eagle Eye Cherry, in celebration of your presence in the studio, we're celebrating eagles and other birds. I'm going to play you some bird theme songs. Write down if you think they have a higher or lower YouTube views than the one played before. Okay?
Okay. Simple things.
Simple, simple.
How many are there?
There's before. 7.
Cool.
In fact, don't write them down. Just tell me.
Okay.
Because
this stuff here has got nothing to do with it.
No, ignore that. Right. And don't.
They weren't giving you clues. They weren't giving you clues.
But I'm going to start with.
So I write higher or lower?
So we're starting with Prince. From 1984. Anyone want to have a guess how many million views that has on YouTube?
I'm not going to go first.
Yep.
I'm not going first.
Well, I'm just giving a point. This isn't actually a question. This is just, I can give you it, but just have a rough guess.
I'm going to guess 15 million?
15, okay. Yeah. Eagle Eye, thoughts?
20.5 million.
Good.
I'm going to go for 17.
28. So we're starting at 28. We're closest. Starting at 28 with Prince.
Okay.
What I need to know is, does this have higher or lower? Bob Marley, Three Little Birds from 1980. Higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher.
Do you know what? Michael Payne, we're going to shout it. You're saying higher.
I'm saying higher.
What are you saying?
Higher.
You're right. Yes. Do you want to have a guess at how much higher than 28 million you think it is?
I'm going to guess 35 million.
Good guess.
48.
Great guess.
52.
Great guess, but all wrong. It's 120 million.
You're so misleading.
I'm going to go just a little bit higher then.
Bob Marley, which I was actually surprised it had a lot that much higher than Prince, I'll be honest. But so Three Little Birds.
It's that song, though.
It's happiness.
That is the most streamed Bob Marley song.
Right.
Yeah,
so it makes sense. So bear in mind, we're on 120 million and 1 point each. So well done, everybody.
Awesome.
With Three Little Birds. What about Eminem with Mockingbird?
Easily more.
What do you think?
See, I don't think it should have more. I'm going to say lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Likewise.
You think you're lower? It is higher.
It's because it's Eminem.
But how much higher? You can still guess how much. How much higher than 120 million has Eminem got?
I'm going to guess 200 million.
Mm-hmm.
170.
Mm-hmm.
400.
434.
Wow. Do I get a point for that?
No, because you missed off 34, didn't you? So
I was very, very.
Okay, so bear in mind that Eminem's on 434 million. Does this song from Nelly Furtado have higher or lower? Like a
bird, this is my tune.
Big tune.
Big tune from Nelly.
I love that song.
Well, higher or lower than 434 million?
Yeah, beautiful. Sorry.
I go lower.
Lower.
I'm going lower.
All right, Marcel, what are you saying? Oh, you just said it. Michael Payne, what are you saying?
We don't all look the same, Nat. I'm joking. What are we trying?
Higher or lower than 434 million?
Lower.
Yeah, you're right. But how much lower do you think?
I'm going to go 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
180.
Mm-hmm. Good.
365.
72 million.
I think I was closest.
That's good. Yeah, but there's no points for close. It's got to be right, isn't it? So moving on from Nelly Furtado with I'm Like a Bird.
So what was she on?
So she was on 72 million.
So now
we're
moving. That's so low. So next song is compared
next song
to hers.
Can be higher or lower, and that is from Robin S.
Big tune!
Yeah.
Inside! All of the girl, all the man, them.
I don't know, this is.
It's a big tune. And bear in mind, this is just for the. This isn't any of the remixes. It's from the original. You know what? It's a big tune. This was huge everywhere, but
not video wise.
Well, okay. So what do you think? Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
I'm going to go lower as well.
Lower.
I'm going to go lower.
Yeah, you're all right. Can you have a guess at how much lower?
10. 10 million.
Mm hmm. You go on.
16.
Mm hmm. Muscle? 6.
You,
how dare you? You underestimated Robin Esch. You got 29 million.
Oh, wow. Six. Fair play to her.
6, okay.
6 so million? No. That's so played
on,
by everyone.
29.
I've got more than 6 million views on YouTube. Don't say Robin Esch would have that.
That video is played by every pre-drinks that takes place
I'm just doing random guesses because anytime I guess anything, I'm always wrong. So what's the
wrong.
Point?
So moving from Robin Esch to Robin.
Show me love. Show me what
it's all about. Swedish, she is. From 1997, that's Robin with Show Me Love. Has she got higher or lower than 29 million?
Definitely lower, I'm afraid.
Okay. It's big, Robin.
I'm going to say higher.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Marcel?
I'm going to say lower.
You are right. It is lower. It is lower. But do you know how much lower? Can you have a guess?
Than 29.
Than 29 million for Robin with Show Me Love?
12. 12 million.
You lying?
All right. 8.
Mm-hmm. Muscle.
11.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, I think it should be higher. It's 3.5 million. And I think it should be a lot higher than that.
It's because she's had such a meteoric rise since. Like, Robin's always been amazing. Yeah, yeah. And but it's only recently, because of, like, you know, covers of her songs and whatnot, that she's actually, you know, reached her, not her peak.
And that was like
her
first hit.
And she's much changed in style from that. I think there'd be a lot of Robin fans that don't even know about
This is true, No, that's absolutely correct. Yeah.
I've never heard that song before.
Really?
In my life.
No. That was a big song.
So ridden.
Oh my God, yeah.
As far as R&B songs go, like, that is just on point. The video was good as well. If memory serves, it was like sort of theatre production. I remember it being on a stage. A lot of it being on a stage. I think it was like a dance school or some type of thing. And she comes in and she's got baggy jeans on.
I think that would have been. Was that around the same era of the Britney Christina? Those sort of.
I think before that.
Maybe it was before 97, right? But before that.
Yeah. She's an OG. Robin. Yeah, Robin is an OG.
She is. Well, she is on 3.5 million for that video. What about Sheryl Crow?
All I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one.
Big song from 1994.
Saying higher.
You're saying higher for Sheryl. Yeah.
Proper stoner tune.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say higher than 3.5.
Wait, what's the figure?
Robin had 3.5 million.
Higher.
You're all wrong, I'm afraid. It's lower.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which I'm shocked about too. Can you have a guess at how much? It was a huge hit, and I do remember
that
the video.
Song,
you're
that
messing
song
with us now.
I no,
that song
I'm
was
not.
Number one. That went to number one, innit?
Honestly.
I don't know.
Are you sure you're not looking at like them little Indian videos? Are you sure that the real video didn't get taken down and this is just some like...
Yeah, this has got to be the 40 one.
Well, how much lower do you think than 3.5?
This is like a college project video that she's been watching. All right, 1.5.
Yep. Anyone, Marcel?
1.7.
Okay. Come on, Marcel. Pick a number, any number.
2.3.
I feel like because you're so close, Michael Payne, it's 1.4 that I will be.
No.
Okay.
I don't want the point anyway.
Hell no.
Disregard that.
Not on my watch.
1.4 million, apparently. And then finally. A big tune. We're thinking of the bird connection here. It's a rave on, like a raven.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, you put this on one of the things before.
Go on.
Mate.
You can't not move to that song. You're crazy. SL2 with On the Ragged Tip.
That's low.
Absolute banger.
Any party that's dying, put that on.
Big
that
time.
Rescues that.
No,
party.
That can't have less than 1.4.
I think it does.
You think it got less? Yeah, because SL2, do they have videos in that time?
No one gives a shit about those videos.
I think it's higher.
Okay, you're saying high. Marcel says
lower.
With
Eagle Eye. I said higher. What are you talking about? I said lower. Don't start trying to put it on me.
I'm going to go lower.
Well, it is higher.
Shit!
Yeah.
Respect.
Okay, but how much higher would you say SL2?
Than 1.4 mil?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say it's got 6.
Mm-hmm. Eagle Eye, what's your thoughts?
3.5.
Yep.
3, 4.
So no one gets it, but
you're closest.
God, you were very close, but you obviously don't want the point because we're just rejecting points and it's not spot. So which means it's very tight actually. Eagle Eye in second place, 4 points.
Always
and
second.
In joint first, so it's really competitive now with 5 apiece.
Okay.
That's M&M's. Very kind of you to say.
He's back in town.
Let's be honest.
It's not last because they're two.
Yeah,
two
it's
first,
true.
Which
it's
means
true.
There's no last. There's
absolutely.
Only a second place.
Absolutely. No such thing as last place.
And I would offer you that point, but you didn't want it. So you would have been all the winners.
Yeah, you would have been equal.
That's true.
Yes. Well done.
I regret that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through.
It's been a pleasure.
Chat to us, man. You're a legend. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Been a pleasure to play a game with you. Been a pleasure to hear the music. Just before you go, let people know where they can find everything out about the run of UK shows that you're playing, all the social media.
Yeah, I mean, on Instagram and Facebook, and also on Instagram, you can find out whatever I'm doing all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's a good spot.
Brilliant.
See y'all out there.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Eagle Eye Cherry, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we still got two guests left to talk to. Jay Money's coming in, and also Monroe. But for now, here's some music.
Spread out like prisms, reflective and see-through. While others in prison share walls, it's not equal. Run by devils who see shares and not people. Wanna keep you in the system, watching trauma like drama with the popcorn and Twizzlers. But I'm chill, rather trade it for a beer and a vape pen. I hope you hear what I'm saying, cause I ain't playing. No matter how hard the pill or sour the drug is, there's no excuse for being counterproductive. Caught in the vacuum and you power the suction. Trying to clean up the mess, put you out of a dustbin. To grow any light, but don't leave out the loving, cause we gotta get over before we go under. You wanna cross the bridge, but you ain't got the toll. You wrote some bars to spit, but you ain't got the soul. You like to talk and grip, but you ain't on a roll. You like to call some chips, but you ain't got the throw. You wanna floss some chips, but you don't have the green. You wanna block the bridges that help people to convene. You want the blocks and clips, but the thug ain't in your jeans. You wanna bark that shit, but building bridges.
Yo, when they get over, it's all the same. Some like to draw it out, stopping the lanes. They get the falling down. Don't forget that part of the game. A minute just like to cross it and they set it aflame. Now ain't it a shame? It's a common gap in rap. All the generations that is handicapped. Perhaps the ones who paved the road in gold still have to pay the whole toll. One way or another is facts. We lack pulling it more together even though we need to. The great divide, something that we can see to. But I promise you I will never leave you abandoned. I stand in unity with the people. Bridge the size old. Sleep up under roof and lightning and thunder. When the stomachs are still rumbling, they all wanna fight. Just scrapping for crumbs, cause they cannot get a bite. It's sad, on the other hand, I ain't even mad. Get it, how you living like I live in the lab. They show me love, I take it like it's all you can grab. And then I give it right back, cause it's all that I have.
You wanna cross the bridge, but you ain't got the toll. You wrote some bars to spit, but you ain't.
Substance Abuse featuring AC Alone by Bridges. And there's this sample in there that I've just been racking my brains to figure out.
We weren't sure. First of all, we thought it was Michael Jackson. Then we thought it was Mary J. Blige.
I think it's a Mary J. Blige song. But I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I will figure it out at some point. If anyone knows, though, feel free to tweet in. We'll figure it out. Big shout out to Eagle Eye Cherry, who was our first guest.
Yep.
Absolute legend.
Legend in the game, mate.
Big
We're
time.
We're having a run of legends on this show.
We are. We're
the
doing bits.
The legends just love FUBAR. You know
they
what I mean? It's the place to be.
I've noticed you happen to miss them quite a lot, though. The problem. You were here for Donnell Jones.
Donnell Jones, you know, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yep, but you missed Blackstreet.
I missed Blackstreet.
General Levy. And
General
Damage.
Yeah.
So it's 3-2 to absence.
But sometimes, you know, just...
Sometimes it's not good to be in the same room as your heroes.
Do you know what I mean? I might have had like an MC battle with General Levy.
That's true. And lost.
Exactly.
You would have lost.
Like,
he did the hiccup evolution. He did the evolution of the hiccup.
No.
Honestly, he did. He did. And to all our listeners going, having the same reaction as Marcel today, you can actually check it out. If you want to listen to any of the past shows, you can check them out on fubarradio.com, iTunes, Spotify. We are on Spotify now.
Yeah, we're doing our thing on there.
Yeah.
And also, we did put out the video of him doing that. So you
we
can
did
also
put
go
out
to
video,
our Twitter
yeah.
and Instagram and see that.
There you go. Video. And if you are on the Twitter, make sure you retweet the pinned tweet, which is an opportunity to win 5 pairs of tickets. Not, you know, all for yourself. You know?
No, you can't win all 5.
You can't win all 5, I'm afraid. But if there is any quintuplets out there, then you should definitely all
enter.
Enter. Because that would be something to see.
I've retweeted it, so retweet my tweet if you want to retweet my tweet if mm-hmm. you're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Just do it. Just do it. Okay, so we've got how long we've got left of the show? We've got about an hour and 12 minutes left. We've got 2 guests to chat to, one of which we're going to play a game with.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some stories to get through as well. Might as well start on the first one. Tinder announces new festival mode. Wonder what that means. Are you on Tinder, Marcel? Or have you ever been on Tinder?
No, it's not. Like, I can't really do
You're
Tinder.
You're too famous for Tinder. Yeah, way too famous.
I'll just be getting like random chicks to
Isn't
like,
there a dating app for more recognisable people?
What's it called again? Aria. No, that's
Raya. It's called Raya.
Sorry.
I'm not on it.
Oh.
Why not?
Or am I?
Oh, okay.
Mysterious.
So Tinder announces new festival mode. The new mode arrived on the app May the 1st and is pegged as a way to find people who are attending the same festival as you, so you can start matching and chatting even before the festival begins. In the UK, festival mode has begun rolling out on Tinder already, kicking off with All Points East.
Everything points to All Points East.
Everything
today,
this competition, Tinder, all of that. All Points East. On Tinder, you have to search for the festival mode card, match with it, and your profile will display your chosen festival badge to let others know where you will be and when. From there, you can check the festival badge on your profile to take a look at like-minded individuals who are also attending the event before matching and or chatting with them. Event-specific badges become available roughly 3 weeks prior to the start of each event, which gives you plenty of time to find other event-goers to match with. In the UK, Tinder's festival mode will be available at All Points East, Parklife, British Summertime and Lovebox.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good idea.
Mm. That is good. Talking about British Summertime, actually, I saw another really good festival, but I didn't know until earlier today that Stevie Wonder and Lionel Richie are doing a show.
This year's British Summertime?
Yeah, that's my reaction. I just started screaming when I saw that. Marcel is open mouthed, and I was like, what? Together?
What, the whole set together?
No, as in, like, it's Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder's headlining, but almost certainly they would do something together on stage.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even so, I want to see a full set from Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder on the same bill.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
That's just...
And then Stevie can be like...
That's bucket list stuff.
I just call to say... You're missing out.
We need tickets. We need motherfucking tickets.
I would love for us all to go down there.
Go.
And,
where is this?
It's in Hyde Park, British Summertime.
Jesus. The hospitality is great there, by the
way. It's on a Saturday as well.
Is it on a Saturday?
Perfect. Doesn't matter.
So that means
Lionel
Richie can't do fucking Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Well,
I'm not going.
I'd argue he can. Oh, they love that.
Wasn't that good?
That got around.
Banter.
That was good.
That was a rat, I suppose. I love those guys. Those guys provide such great moral support.
They do, you know. When I stand, like, when that one didn't fly, they're like, no, it did. That worked.
When I start my stand-up career, I'm bringing those three. You know, those
the
two,
for July,
especially.
Yeah,
she's crying. Adriana's crying. Can I just say, apparently, it's on the July the 6th, Saturday.
Right.
The Stevie Wonder song party. Are you joking?
That's what they're calling it.
The song, well, it deserves it. He's got so many songs. I want to see. I hope he does Part-Time Lover, because that's a big tune.
I'm privileged to have seen Stevie Wonder at Clapham Calling a few years ago. I just want to say.
I thought you were about to say I've met him and I was about to push you off the chair.
Well, technically, I have met him.
All right, fine. You know, because he was on stage.
With 10,000 other people.
Not going to lie to you. I've actually met Stevie Wonder.
No way.
What?
Like I used to work for BPO, innit? Like, and he came into the office and to have a meeting with one of the things. He came down to the floor. We all had pictures together and stuff. Sick.
I feel incredible. A bit emotional about that. Also, let's not forget Lionel Richie, very special
guest.
That's just the two of them. They'll announce some others. Can you?
I don't think they need any others. Hour sets each. It doesn't matter what the rest of them do.
It's a full day though, British Summertime. It's a festival, so it's. I think doors open. Doors open. There's not a door. The door opens. The fence open. The gate opens.
The fence opens. The bush opens.
So there's like a little.
You've got to crawl through the fence. No, don't do that. It's Hyde Park. It's a big open space.
And everyone's so well behaved that they literally just wait for the fence.
They wait in the line. Yeah. No one's topping that fence, you know?
No one.
Well, they have a great people there. So I remember I talked about it before on the show. I went to see Phil Collins there, who was incredible live. Oh my God. Also saw The Strokes there a few years ago, and Beck, who was supporting them. Mm-hmm. Blondie was performed before Phil Collins. Amazing. Like, they do pull it out.
I've seen Arcade Fire there in my time. I've seen James Bug.
I went to see that. I saw Arcade Fire and Vampire Weekend.
I cried.
I cried. They were really good.
During some of their set, they had such a moving set.
Is it one that goes? Oh,
yeah. Wake up when they do that.
Wake up. They did that. That was the closing song.
In fact, who did I see last year? And I saw The Cure. The Cure there as well. It was really funny because it was one. You know, it was ridiculously hot last year. And obviously, there's a lot of people wearing black and gothic-y attire in the sweatiest day of the year.
It's like melting on the floor. It's like,
but it was good because I also saw Interpol, who are amazing, and Goldfrapp, who's incredible. Wow, yeah, but The Cure, I think, did about a 2-hour set because they've got song after song.
I saw The Cure. The first time I played Reading Festival, The Cure were headlining, so that was very special for me seeing The Cure. So that's what The Cure reminds me of now. Yeah. My first ever appearance at Reading Festival. But love The Cure.
This year they've got Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, Florence and the Machine. I saw
Divas.
Robbie Williams is doing a night there.
Divas.
Yeah. And now Stevie Wonder and Lionel Richie.
Legends. So,
That's epic.
I think we need a day out to go and see this. I'll probably start crying. Damn. He does Hello, Lionel Richie. Yeah. That's it. I'm in tears.
Honest. If he does the Sunday morning, he's like Sunday morning. You know,
That
is a tearjerker.
To be honest, you know? Even if he said hi,
if he
I'm
does,
Lionel,
if he does Easy Like Sunday Morning, he should do a little. He should flip into
and get Dipset out. Jim Jones and Cameron just run onto the stage. Hey Ma, what's up? Let's laugh. I'll be like, yo, this is going on.
You are so down, Lionel. You are the motherfucking man.
Can I say, coming into the show, Abby, the amazing producer of many shows here, says that she, and I agree with her actually, that she needs evidence of you and Stevie or it didn't happen.
Yeah,
so I'd need you to produce something.
You need to scroll through that bitch. Do you know what you need? You need Time Hop.
Time Hop. I'm just going to check Facebook because I'm pretty sure I would have put
it on Facebook. Oh, did you post it on Facebook?
Yeah. You would, wouldn't you? I've met Stevie. I put it on
Facebook. Honestly.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
But you haven't met Lionel
yet, I believe, right? You know, but Abby is right, though.
In this day
and age, if you don't have photographic evidence, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Especially gym. That's the main one.
What, you don't go to a gym?
Yeah. If you don't post a photo in a gym, you didn't go.
Also,
doesn't matter how
muscly
you
are. If you don't post a photo of food, no one believes you eat.
No one believes you eat.
No, yeah. It doesn't happen.
It's
you don't eat food.
Absolutely true. If you don't post a photo of the sign in the lobby of a place where you're having an important meeting,
you didn't have the meeting. In fact, you don't even exist.
You don't exist if you don't post photographic evidence of your existence.
Of your every single move.
If you don't have Instagram, you're nobody.
Right,
well, I need to get this Stevie picture. If you tell me about Lionel, I'd have to send you home, I think. I'd just be too upset.
All night
anyway,
long.
Whilst you're
well.
Trying to do some Photoshop on a photo over there, Marcel.
Luckily, I've got Photoshop, I've got Lightroom on my phone.
Exactly.
Innit?
We know what's happening. When Marcel goes quiet and does that, we're like, something's happening.
Isn't that Stevie Wonder from the Ribbons in the Sky video, mate?
No.
I didn't know you were in that. What?
What, mate?
What are you talking about?
Why has he still got an afro, mate? Shouldn't he have had braids by then?
Yeah, come on, right. You've had plenty of time, Master. If we don't get it by the end of the song, it didn't happen. But we are going to go to a song because our next guest is next door.
Oh, cool, wicked.
Monroe, and then we'll get him into the studio and we'll look at Marcel's fake photograph.
Big, big, big.
And make it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
Make it easy on yourself.
Solar power.
Easy on yourself.
I'm on the Indian San Pellegrino, you know.
Make it easy on yourself.
I was on my high horse, walking with my eyes closed, living in the bird box. Waking up with blindfolds, walking on the eggshells. Barely could I exhale. Came to a point when I couldn't cope with stress well. Blocking all my blessings, constantly was stressing. Everything I couldn't change led to my depression. Life was overwhelming, that is a confession. And everyone finessing, my faith the Lord was testing. I was overanalyzing things that were obvious. Overmedicated to survive in the metropolis. Like a black cloud, stay raining on the populace. So I'm burning loud, cold mind in my esophagus. Patience is a virtue, rushing it to hurt you. Time is of the essence, work the day, don't let it work you. Take it from someone who thought about the ending. You gotta take a loss to appreciate the winning.
Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on
stays dry, and I don't know why, but inside I cry. I feel like a failure, even though I try. No boundaries or limits, but I still can't fly. Swallowing my pride every day like it is water. All for my kids, even more so for my daughter. Doing my damn best to keep my life in order. If it comes down to you or me, prepare for the slaughter. I came from the block, I'm a midnight marauder. Used to move the rock from the south of the border. And for my little girl, all I wanna do is spoil her like a grandmama woulda. All I wanna do is call her. The mind is a maze, sometimes we get lost in. Sleep while you alive and wake up in the coffin. Life is like space, me and Veen running bosses. But it's too short, tell your folks you love them often.
Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself.
That's Easy on Yourself by A1. Good tune, huh?
Good,
yeah, I like
Walker,
the song.
You said Walker Brothers sample there.
I love it when hip hop like that kind of emerges in this day and age, you know, rather than the kind of obviously everything is kind of going down a particular path. Yeah. Most things are, not everything, but most things are. So it's really nice to see stuff from that would have fit in the boom bap era, yeah, as well, you know.
Very true.
Really, really good shit. That's A1 with Easy on Yourself. We've got our second guest of the day in. Tough act to follow is Eagle Eye Cherry, but I'm sure our second guest will do his best.
That's right.
And his name is Monroe. And good to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you guys.
It's nice to kind of put a face to the music because we've been supporting your music for weeks now, I think.
Well, weeks, and also with last year with Gone Clear as well.
With the production you did for Flo Hiyo.
Thank you so much.
We can only do our bit. You know, you've done it all. You know? you've made all the music that we get to play.
Exactly. Thank you, man.
You wouldn't be hearing it if you weren't playing it. So.
Well, I hear that. How did the kind of collaboration with Flo Hiyo come about?
That was a while ago. I think we reached out to her, just being like, "You're sick."
She is.
Yeah, she's so hard. So she came in. I was with Rince then. So she came into the studios there.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first song we made. And I was like, "Oh, I really want this for myself."
Yeah. Okay. So you were signed to Rince, Rince label.
As management. Yeah. And I released the first EP. Actually, brilliant. I released that song with Rince as well.
Yeah. But now it's all about Blind Faith, right? The new label's Blind Faith.
The new label is Blind Faith. Yeah. With me and my manager.
Nice.
Fuck. Yeah.
It's nice getting to do like everything yourself, isn't it?
Definitely. You know? There's so much more. I feel like I have so much more control. Yeah. Now, and just more. Like if I want to put something out tomorrow, I can put it out
the
tomorrow.
The pace is all yours as well, isn't it? Exactly. Autonomy is the name of the game.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the key, should I say. This year, what are the plans? Because, you know, last year it was... it's been this year that you put out the instrumental Respawn, but now your the current release is it features Donovan Livingston's Harvard graduation speech.
Yeah, yeah. Are you familiar with it? Did you ever hear it?
I have. Is that the one where he I'm pretty sure it is. It's really rousing, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
Was it a valedictorian speech or something like that?
Harvard graduate. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've heard it. Mm-hmm. But if not, I'm sure we'll get to when we play the song. Yeah. What made you decide to use that as the kind of vocals?
It was weird. I was like having one of them days in the studio where I'm like, nothing's working. I feel like you have those down days where you're like, is this gonna happen? You know, going inside your head, and I was like flicking through YouTube, and that popped up, and I was like, this is like super inspiring, super motivating, and just the way that he put his words together about. Just pushing yourself forward and being the best like person you can be. I was just, like, this is sick. Well, when I was watching it, I started like playing like, a couple chords to it, and I was like, this is cool. Let me just rip this, take this, and then mess around with it.
Incredible, incredible. You don't get that a lot, do you? You know, that's obviously creative, people will kind of use a spoken word artists and that, and it's very kind of. You know, planned and not you know, contrived isn't, you know, it's a negative word, I suppose, but you know, it's all planned out. But when you're genuinely inspired by something so much that you want to put music into it, I think that's a completely different ball game.
Definitely. And the other vocal that went with that was an old song that I did with a guy called Thurs.
Right.
From, he was in a group called UNI in LA.
Right.
And, that, I was just like, Blind Faith in what I do. That goes perfectly, like, with the message.
Yeah. So did you go uni yourself?
No, I didn't. No. That was a good segue. No, I didn't. I was going to go to Leeds Met to do music production.
Yeah.
And I was literally like, I think it was a few weeks before I was going to go. My dad was like, why are you going to uni if you want to do music production? Not judging anyone. Yeah.
No, at all. It's not for everyone. Like, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You know, there are if you kind of want to learn something, absolutely go to uni. You know, if you got $9,000 spare, but if you kind of feel like you have this talent, which is natural, you can't teach certain things.
It just comes out of you.
Absolutely.
When you go in.
Did you guys go?
No. I tried 3 times and I did. Yeah. I started degrees that I thought I would never ever use in later life. The one I spent longest doing was philosophy. But then every single day I thought, I think philosophically anyway, this is another thing that I don't really need to be taught, if you like. Mm. Obviously, maybe I need to be taught the big philosophers like Descartes and their theories and stuff, but at the same time, why does that even matter? You know, because none of them proved anything. It was always just kind of conjecture. The only one I actually believe is Cogito Ergo Sum anyway. Okay. And if you like, you know, just I think therefore I am. Right, I know we exist, and I just kind of stop there and kind of build on that myself of my own accord. So yeah,
definitely.
I pulled out of uni 3 times, man.
So what were your
other two? English and journalism, specifically the press in Britain.
I don't even know this. What made you go on the third time? You know, third time isn't a charm. Every single
time, every single time, it was actually the opposite of you know, your dad saying to you, why would you want to go to uni?
Right.
It was my parents
family
kind of
pushed
you to go.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
which I get too. I get
yeah,
that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. But then you kind of get to the realization dawns that your parents aren't going to be living the rest of your life
exactly
for you. You are. So you kind of have to do what
you
want to
do.
Empowers you.
It's
yeah.
different generations as well, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Like, so like back in them days, it would have been like education was your main thing. Obviously, it's good to get an education.
Absolutely.
But to do the things that you want to do, you might not like need an education to do them, like music. Do you
for
know what
real.
I mean?
Yeah.
For
unless
real.
You're, I don't know, you have to read music. I always got told that I wouldn't make it in music if I couldn't read music.
Oh, like sheet music and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like, my music teacher was like, oh, yeah, you won't make it in music if you can't read.
Yeah,
so fuck, I was like shit myself.
It's like, always the teachers, isn't it? Yeah. But then, you just recall the phrase: "Those who can do, those who can't exactly, teach." No offense to teachers. Again,
we love teachers.
We do love teachers.
Good teachers.
Only when they encourage you.
Motivational teachers.
Right, I was going to say, not all teachers have to be in education. There are life teachers from you all walks of life. I would consider them to be teachers.
Teachers is also one of my favourite drinks. So,
what is that? Whiskey.
Yes.
Is it?
Love
the teachers. It feels like an older gentleman's drink to me.
I'm an older gentleman. I can't be an older gentleman.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying you're a young man.
I'm an older gentleman. Thank you. I identify as an older gentleman.
I just couldn't imagine just like have a glass of tea.
Is that on the rocks?
On the rocks. Okay. On the rocks. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I'm an older gentleman.
Yeah, okay.
Get me.
I did Monroe say gentleman. Understands.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you get it. Are you partial to a glass of teachers, Monroe?
I have not tried the teachers.
No. You should.
Yeah, that's your takeaway
today. I was thinking I should move on from, because I only drink rum, and I should move on to tequila.
Oh, rum's
tequila
good.
Tequila doesn't give you hangovers.
Right.
What?
No. If you drink white rum, usually that doesn't give you hangovers.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Like white spirits don't give you hangovers. The darker spirits give me, they fuck me up.
Well, you missed out last week, both of you, because we had... what was it called again?
We had a rum in. Navy.
It was a god.
No, I'm talking about the rum world. It was a god. Who's this? The other week.
Neptune's rum.
Okay. But we do actually have a tiny bit next door.
Okay.
Because the guests, we had the Skints in. We had General Levy here, and then we had You weren't here. Who was it? Was it not Grimsickers?
It was Grimsickers.
Was co-hosting. Yes, he was. He just went, I'll just have a tiny bit, and then there was pretty much the whole bottle.
Yeah.
But
who gave you this rum?
Neptune Rum gave it to me, and also there are some beers coming for the show soon as well.
Awesome.
Just so you know, some small beers. Awesome. That's what they're called. I've not just decided they're small beers, but the rum went to
small
beers. No large beers for the show, just small ones. But Neptune Rum was delicious.
It was delicious.
And we had a lovely time. And you weren't here, so never mind.
Thanks, cheers.
You also weren't here, Munro, but you know that's...
It's a shame. Yeah. I should come in more often.
Keep producing the bangers, and we'll get you in.
If anyone wants some Neptune rum, there is some outside.
Look at that,
wants a little bit of that.
Is it spiced? It looks spiced.
It's really good. Really? We had it with a cherry tango. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm.
Proper. So nice. But we should get into some music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we'll have a little chat after. So if you do us the honour... Oh, and a game, of course. Of course. Oh, most importantly, and a game.
I'm nervous.
If you do us the honour of introducing the song we're about to play.
Cool, sure. This is Monroe, and this song is called Blind Faith.
Strange fruit that grew too ripe for the poplar tree. I am a dream act, dream deferred. None of us were meant to be common. We were born to be comets, darting across space and time, leaving our mark as we crash into everything. I belong among the stars, and so do you.
Now faith in what I do. 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 Call a tunnel vision.
Our stories are the ladders that make it easier for us to touch the stars. So climb and grab them. Spill your emotions in the Big Dipper and pour out your soul. Light up the world with your luminous allure. No, sky is not the limit. It is only the beginning. Lift off.
Holding on, holding on. Till I got a breakthrough, it's still in. Marathon, running on till my feet ain't got no feeling. Gotta see it to believe it, but I ain't fucking with you. Blindfold on a tightrope. Now faith in what I do. 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 Call a tunnel vision. Call a tunnel vision.
didn't see no shoes. A dead mind can't heal no bruise. Come, let me. It could be so simple, friend. To not follow your dreams is death. And I promise me I won't die again.
That's Blind Faith by Monroe, who joins us in the studio right now, our second guest of three. Thank you so much for that, man. Thank you for the music. Honestly, man. Can't thank you enough. We do love music on this show. Natalie's a great curator of the show. She's usually tasked with picking the songs. I picked two today, though.
Yeah,
quite proud
of myself.
I played
one. I'm going to play another one later.
Years.
Yes.
But since we got Monroe in, we're gonna celebrate with a game, aren't we?
We are. Okay. Well, in honor of you being here, Monroe, you've got a song called "The Middle." It was out last year. So I'm going to play you three songs from an artist. I want you to tell me. I don't want to know who has the most YouTube views. I don't want to know who has the fewest YouTube views. What I want to know is the one that's in the middle.
Oh.
Okay? So what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to pick out of a hat. It's a box, but I just call it a hat. Just pretend it's a hat. Who wants to go first with this? Sam Randy, I'm thinking.
Let's go first.
Pick out who we've got here. Okay.
So am I writing this down?
Good to start. I think write down who you think is the middle for this particular artist, and you can just tell me when you know all three clips. But it's a strong one to start for you. It is from, if I can find the right. Yes, it is Jay-Z. So this is the three tracks, and then you tell me which one you think has the middle views. Okay.
It's just that Jigger Man, PMC and B-U-M-B. Yo, 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 yo. Big Pimpin, spinning cheese.
Shout out to Bun B, by the way. I'll tell you why after.
Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that.
And they don't remember you.
What's your name? Can I get my groove in on someone? I see some ladies tonight that should be having my...
So, do we have Jay-Z in order there? Big Pimping from the year 2000, Song Cry from 2002, and Excuse Me from 2003. But who had the middle views there in video?
I'm going to go with Excuse Me.
Point for Monroe, yes.
Good. I would have said the same thing.
Do you want to have a rough guess how many million views it got?
It's weird because it's a different era, isn't it? Let's go. 15 million?
A lot higher, 42 actually. Do you know which had the most views then?
Definitely Big Pimpin.
Yeah.
Definitely Song Cry.
Wow!
I was always going to say Song Cry.
Wait.
Really?
He says 100%. That now,
no, that's like my favourite song. Yes, so I would always
to be
that.
Fair, it's the best video out of all three of them.
Yeah.
Well,
Excuse me. Excuse Me, The Mist is the best video out of all of them.
No.
Big Pimpin's good.
Big Pimpin.
Yeah, they are all good videos,
I would have rewatched Big Pimpin a lot of times.
Yeah,
just
that's
because
Hype
of
Williams, isn't it?
The girls in the video.
Yeah,
well.
It's true. It's like they shot it during a fucking carnival. You can't not watch that video.
Well, Big Pimpin had 31 million and Song Cry has got 51 million.
That's crazy.
Good, isn't it? Yeah. That's good. Right, Marcel or Michael, who wants to go next?
Marcel can go next.
Thank
Marcel, who have I picked for you? Okay, so listen to all the three clips and then figure out who you think has got the...
Who is it?
Oh, I can't look at my bit of paper. Well, let me find it. It is, of course, Usher.
Usher.
Oh, big tune. Big tune. 8701. Best R&B album ever. Just want to say that.
Ooh. The same in your body, don't want to, but you know, gotta let it go. Cause the party ain't found it like it used to.
It's tough, big song.
Let it burn, let it burn.
Don't care who. Oh, don't care about who got the top one or the bottom one, but who got the middle one?
Stop right. eating them digestives about tea now, yeah. Man, seriously.
Marcel, what are you saying? Oh, we're sorry to say you make me wanna, you remind me, and burn.
Yeah, all right, so I'm gonna say. The middle one is You Make Me Wanna.
You are correct.
Come on, correct,
Mark. Do you want to have a guess at how many million?
How many million?
Yeah, views that.
So this is Usher. You Make Me Wanna had. Shit, this is very hard. All right. I'm going to say 32 mil.
65. Ooh. 65 million. Double. So the basis is that. What was the highest then, do you think? What do you think is higher out of You Remind Me and Burn?
Burn is the highest.
Okay. Do you have a guess how many that had?
So if that was 65,
yeah.
Burn is going to be 102.
188.
Wow.
Right, yeah. Right. Michael Payne, you're up.
Okay.
Okay.
Who've we got? Oh, interesting. Okay. Not interesting. It's good. Let's go with Skepta.
Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me.
Yeah. I used to work.
When it shut down, that's not me and it shut down. Ring, ring, pussy, it shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it shut down.
That is tough.
Because they're all quite recent as well. Yeah. And it's the YouTube era, yeah. It's going to be complicated.
Now it's a sticky one still.
So we got That's Not Me from 2014, Shut Down from 2015, and Man from 2016.
Glad I didn't get this one.
I think it's Man Gang, you know.
You're correct. Yeah, correct there. Yeah. How many million views do you think that had?
Damn it.
10.
Mm-hmm. Anyone, I will give a point if anyone else gets
What's
it right.
That?
How many views do you think that video
I
had?
I think 10 is too, way too low.
What, 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should never have said 10.
No,
what do you think?
I'm going to say that.
I should
that.
Never have said 10.
You said 10. It's on air. It happened. It's recorded.
Say
it's out there.
22.
22. Good, yeah, good shout.
I was going to go around 20, but I'm going to change it. I'm going to go 25.
15.
So actually, we're kind of equidistant, really, isn't it? I said 10, you guys were in the 20.
That's the middle. So who do you think got higher out of That's Not Me or Shut Down?
Shut Down, definitely the highest.
Shut Down. Do you want to know how much more? How much do you think?
50.
42.
Okay.
That's good. Right, back to Monroe. Who've we got?
Are we all level pegging right now?
Yeah, you're all right.
Okay, yeah.
This
right.
is a good thing. Ah, oh, okay. Buy some bangers bum, here bum. From Whitney.
Ho! If he really loves me, I say it right with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we kiss. I'm asking you.
Oh, it's complicated, this one.
Do you know? I always wanted to be one of the guys at the end of this song that
dance.
Went,
dance.
That was their only job, just dance.
There's an order. It's tough.
It's not right.
Oh, that is so
okay. I don't envy you here, Monroe.
Yeah, me neither.
Really but tough. I do, because I also have the answer, so I do. So how will I know 1985? I want to dance with somebody from 1987. It's not right, but it's okay from 1999. What are your thoughts here? Which is in the middle?
I'm going to go... It's not right, but it's okay.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Obviously, that's totally incorrect.
Marcel I'm not going to offer it over. Do you know?
Well, you've been on your phone, though.
No. I'm WhatsApping, guys.
He's still Photoshopping
Stevie
Wonder.
He's WhatsApping his friends. Get me a Stevie Wonder photo quickly.
Well, I actually need to message him because it's not on my Facebook.
Okay, well, I'm going to... Well, it's only between two, and I think if we know which one it would be, if I want to dance with somebody and it's not right, right?
No. He said It's Not Right was the middle one.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Which means it will between How Will I Know and I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I reckon it's how will I know.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm not giving points for that because it's the way. But
yeah, no, that's fair,
how many
that's fair,
do you so. Think is How Will I Know? Views.
It's tough with Whitney, isn't it?
It's tough. Yeah.
When was this released?
This was in 1985.
But remember, like, all them sort of...
them old school fans.
House parties, they're pre-drinks.
Yeah.
Stick on a bit of Whitney! Lorraine, stick on a bit of Whitney! I want to dance with somebody!
I love it!
Put it on while we're drinking the Lambrini!
In this bit, it's like, how will I know? Pop it on. How will I know? How many views?
Okay, just because of that, obviously, 50 mil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
106.
Mm-hmm. 106.
Ooh, specific.
Very specific.
Too low.
Almost
too
like
low.
He knows it because he's looked it up. Michael Payne.
80.
71. So obviously, you would assume then, we know, I think, I Want to Dance with Somebody would have higher than It's Not Right, It's Okay. But how much higher do you think it has than 71 million?
I reckon it's like 250 million.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to have a guess for I Want to Dance with Somebody?
200.
Mm-hmm.
182.
148.
Very specific.
He is very specific.
Love that.
So, okay, no point for you, Monroe. Don't worry. Because Marcel might not get a point.
I'm definitely not getting a point. I've used all my luck out.
Okay. Let's go to you with TLC.
Okay. Bangers.
Absolute banger. Makes me want to put on silk pajamas.
What's
for some reason.
Crazy Sexy Cool is a bad album. Okay, definitely number one.
It's all got political now.
Definitely got political.
So we got Creep from 1994. We got Waterfall from 95 and No Scrubs from 99.
This is a mad thing.
I want to know who you got in the middle of this.
All right, the middle. The middle is 100%. Waterfalls.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you are right, actually, Marcel. Have a guess at how many million views that got.
Waterfalls got 84 mil.
Okay. Monroe, do you want to have a go?
72.
Okay. I'm going to go bang on 80. It sounds like an 80 millioner.
It's 87, actually. It's close. It's right, but it's not okay. Okay, well, what do you... They got the highest
Scrubs.
Then at Creep. Yeah.
Come on. Scrubs has got 300 mil.
Scrubs has got 160 mil. Creep has got 66 mil. But, you
good.
Know,
all
good
respectable figures, man.
Yeah. Very good.
Done though, the TLC.
So finally, I don't know why I pulled out the box, I don't actually know what it is, but let's go to you, Michael Payne, with Outcast.
Okay.
I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Uh-oh. Don't want to meet your daddy.
I know you like to bang.
Yo, shit don't stink, but lean a little bit closer. Roses really smell like poo. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what do we have? Miss Jackson's from the year 2000. Hey, 2003. Roses 2004. Who's in the middle?
In the middle is...
Malcolm.
Miss Jackson, sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yeah, it is.
Yes! Yes!
It was bait.
Oh, you weren't sure though, were you?
I wasn't.
How many views has Miss Jackson got?
120 million.
Do you have a guess over here?
I'm going to say 194.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
go
150. 140, 148 is
nah,
very close.
He should get a point.
You get a point
that's
for that. That's
fucking close.
Did I get close? You weren't two away, Marcel. You were not two off.
I was three away.
Rewind that tape. You were not.
It wasn't two, though.
It was more than two.
It ain't two, though.
More than two? I thought it'd be like a one situation, like, personally.
That's the name of the show. It ain't two, though.
That ain't two, though. Fucking hell.
Okay, well, with Outkast, so who got higher than Hey Ya or Roses?
Definitely Hey Ya is the number one.
Oh, yeah, do you want to have a guess how many more than 148 million?
I reckon that's like 500 million or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, fuck it.
If anyone gets within two on this, Marcel, I'll give a point, okay?
Fair. 312.
Yeah.
502.
It is actually, where are I lost? I've lost it. 401.
Okay. So there we go.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Have some Neptune rum.
Yeah, we should. We should take it straight to the head.
Straight to the head, in a good way.
It's been great to meet you, Monroe.
Thank you so much for passing through.
Once again, for like the third time, thank you for the music. Thank you for coming through to chat to us. Thank you for being a good sportsman, playing a game with us. Before you leave, let people know where they can find you on social media to find out what you're up to over the like next year.
You can find me at Monroe Music on Instagram and I think everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
At Monroe Music.
It's like Marilyn, but with no E, right?
It's no E. M-O-N-R-O.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
That is it.
Once again, cool. You legend. Thanks so much for passing through. That's Monroe, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get into a song now. We've still got one guest left to come in the shape of Jay Money.
And because I love this song so much, I don't get tired of hearing it, it's going to be Gone Clear.
Might as well.
Sick.
No trying to get mistaken for a husband. Oh, this never feels nice. I still got money in my eyes. Let's go. pillar. I don't wanna die young or Leah. Age ain't nothing but a number. I still wanna bread when I'm older. She said she loved me, he said he wants me. You don't even understand the old me. Think about death when I go sleep. Fishing for the nightmares in the ocean. Tryna be the spider in my motion. This no works, I got more. I'm my boss and your loss is your loss. Don't come round there thinking you're undrop. The message is clear. I came in here to show you what can happen when you're spreading true love.
With the globe chip on my shoulder where the burden is. Cloudy visions, can't see where light begins and I desist. The wind shifts the sand, we built away like dying irises. Breathe the breath of life, a mother to rebels and outcasts. Footprints of light illuminate the darkest past. So I wear this cloak of raven feathers, holding a scepter as letters from the ether fall like rain on every desert. Welcome to the land of grey, where troubles never cease and man's awakening is accompanied by grief. So I wear this cloak of raven feathers, holding a scepter as letters from the ether fall like rain on every desert. Welcome to the land of grey, where troubles never cease and man's awakening is accompanied by grief. Spine, a thousand-year-old heroine, the dream of classic novelists and Elohim dissecting structure physically to trace my struggle patterns. Why in the deepest darkness my soul beams like a lantern, engineered in female form, a silent carry of the force. I'm a sandstorm in desert dunes, a shadow with a torch, as tombstones whisper my name across graveyards. Familiar like spiky words that pierce through heavy hearts. I breathe smoke particles, my attitude shifting with the moon. Open book, gods read me like an article.
celestial. My rhyme style blasts like a cannon. As rare as a moment of clarity, I'm a mammoth. Ambling through space-time and elephant boneyards. Emotional equivalent of Mozart. Classic, how verbal blades can dismember a fascist. Seven active chakras so the prana travels fastest to a future imagined. Transform bad energies, electric symphonies. I play conductor in magnetic fields. Note the coded notes of super strings and entities with strategies in quiet storms, speaking lightning streaks. So I wear this cloak of raven feathers, holding a scepter as letters from the ether fall like rain on every desert. Welcome to the land of great, where troubles never cease and man's awakening is accompanied by grief. So I wear this cloak of raven feathers, holding a scepter as letters from the ether fall like rain on every desert. Welcome to the land of great, where troubles never cease and man's awakening is accompanied by grief.
By Eugen Blackrock. She's got the most mesmerizing voice in rap right now, I think.
I've just been sent her album and every song is amazing. She's so fantastic.
There's something about a raspy woman's voice rapping that's just, excellent. Really hits a certain place, you know? Nice. Big tune that. We've got our last guest of the show coming up shortly in the shape of Jay Money. She's going to be talking to us about her new single, Joe Dada, which features IO Beats and Como, and is actually the reason for a dance craze that's sweeping Africa and parts of Asia as well. So, that's interesting.
I thought, because I've just seen this story which caught my eye, it's on the second page, which I thought maybe we'd talk about, because I've not heard, I am a female, and I have not heard this before of any woman doing this or any person doing this.
So, doctors urge women to stop putting garlic in their vaginas.
No. I've heard about this because obviously, like, there was this one time I was like about to get it on, and then like as I pulled down the panties, there was a clove of garlic hanging out of the vagina.
What?
I'm joking.
I was gonna say. Was it Halloween and were you dressed as Count Dracula?
Yeah. No!
The thing is, garlic is lovely and delicious, but it's quite potent. And in any area, it'd be like, don't have a clove of garlic in the armpit. You go, no, that makes sense. And
don't have garlic anywhere near you, let alone your vag.
Why would you? Why would you? Yeah.
Damn. Gynecologist Dr. Jennifer Gunter, who wrote the Vagina Bible, has issued a public message to women explaining exactly why it's a terrible idea to put garlic in your nether regions. In a thread of tweets, Dr. Gunter revealed that some women believe garlic will help cure a yeast infection, but this is simply not the case. She wrote, "Garlic contains allicin. In the lab, it may have antifungal, i.e. anti-yeast properties. This is in a lab, not even in mice, just a dish of cells. Your vagina is not a dish of cells." Garlic could have...
That's really sexy, isn't it? I'd like to come around and see your dish of cells later. Really
send nudes,
hot.
Send dish of cells. Garlic could have bacteria from the soil. Bacteria from the soil can be pathogenic, bad for the body. That's why we clean wounds. If you actually happen to have an inflamed yeasty vagina, that soil bacteria would be more likely to infect. She goes on to list some of the other potential dangers garlic can cause, including biofilms and pain when it comes into contact with raw tissues in the vagina.
Makes sense, yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
I feel like there's nobody I know that would need to be warned not to put a clove of garlic in their vajayjay, because it just would be like, if someone told me to do it, I'd go, well, obviously I'm not going to do that because that's ridiculous. I do know there's certain websites by various celebrities that do lifestyle and try all these weird treatment like steaming a vagina or whatever.
Oh, what's Gwyneth Paltrow's website called?
That's definitely not from Goop, I will say. Okay. But there's a lot of things that come up that women will go, I will steam my vagina. That seems perfectly fine.
Well, some people will try anything, and I think that a lot of these kind of alleged cures and remedies kind of speak the most to desperate people.
So what's the normal medicine for a yeast infection? Is that like Caniston or something?
You can get Caniston, or you can get the delicious cranberry little drinks for a yeast. Yeah, so or the pessaries, maybe
they're thinking that they're thinking long game. I can buy a clove of garlic for this amount of money, and then they can use one of the little things off of it each time over the years, and then like rather than going and spending like £14 on some Caniston.
But in all of the Caniston, the Vagisils, all of the treatments that are like that for, there's no garlic in any of them. They don't have garlic as an ingredient.
Yeah, that's one ingredient
that's missing. I don't know any product for any female or male areas that have garlic in it to clear up something.
Maybe some conspiracy theorist was buying the zoot one day and was like,
yo, have you ever realised yet that none of these fucking Canistons or Vagisils put the secret ingredient on the bottle? Garlic.
And then it just went viral. Someone's like, "Rah, there's garlic in Caniston."
Someone started using Caniston to make their pasta and stuff like that. Like, yo, bro, sit it down. I didn't buy no garlic. Yo, pass me the Caniston though, real quick.
This is tasty, bro.
Tomato sauce with a Caniston.
This is the best bolognese I've ever had. It's got a little secret ingredient in it. Like, oh, what is it? It's Caniston.
Can of what?
Caniston, bro.
Don't mess
with me, bro. In the kitchen, I'm a chef.
Yeah, don't question the chef. Imagine going in the kitchen, you know those tubes of puree? Someone's just doing the same with Caniston.
Taste that. You know when they put their hand under the spoon? Taste that.
It's creamy, you know?
Caniston. Just licking their fingers like, it's delicious. Please, can I have some more? You know, to be fair.
Mopping up with a bread. The bread just disappears because there's yeast in that.
I would say probably don't put Caniston in pasta, but you know, I haven't tried it, so
that's what
I
was going to say. You know, definitely don't put vagina in your garlic. Don't put garlic in your vagina. But who knows what Caniston tastes like in a little carbonara?
It could taste really nice.
Ooh, a little spag bol.
Yeah. I mean, I probably think if you can put it inside your, then it's probably not bad for you.
It's not dangerous. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather put that there. But also, keep putting garlic in pastas. It's good.
Definitely keep putting garlic in pasta.
Not in vaginas at all. Our next guest, our last guest of the day, has arrived. So let's get a quick thong on and then we'll get her in the studio.
I do.
Give Savannah good love in the name of Double Dutch. G-B-G-B-G-B-G-B. Give Tamara good love in the name of Double Dutch. G-B. G, B, G, B, G, B. Give a K a good love in the name of Double Dutch. G, B, G, B, G, B, G, B. Give you money good love in the name of Double Dutch. G, B, G, B, G, B.
So we keep doing it well. Might as well keep doing it well. If you can't tell where the gold diamonds dwell. No matter how obsolete, delete those spells. Put your hands up.
Mrs. Crabtree featuring Erykah Badu and Dambi, and Asset So Savvy by Shafiq Hussein. Very jazzy type element there.
Elements, definitely.
I feel like Giles Peterson when you put on some tunes, you know them ones.
Yeah. You've gone today from going, I feel like a breakfast presenter playing Save Tonight. Now you're Giles Peterson. You're going through, which is a good thing.
Yeah, man, playing that cool.
The levels in the show. There's levels to this show.
That shows the levels of music taste that we have on this show.
There's a full spectrum on here. Yeah, absolutely, full spectrum.
There you go.
The latest addition to the spectrum is our current guest, who's sitting amongst us right now. She goes by the name Jay Moni.
Yeah.
And you and Marcel know each other, don't you?
Yes, we used to work at PPO together. She worked for the company around the same time as Stevie Wonder.
You can vouch for Marcel that Stevie Wonder came in?
Yeah, he definitely did. I heard about it. I mean, I wasn't there.
We believe you.
But she used to work in the field, so
And this was when you both met Stevie Wonder, was it, at this thing?
At PPO.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because PPO is a collection society.
Do you think that Marcel met Stevie Wonder is the question?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, it's not definite. No one believes
whatever, Nat, don't be a hater.
I can probably say that.
Exactly, 100% there. I was there.
I believe you. Natalie's the cynical, skeptical one.
I need some proof.
That's it.
But Jay, lovely to meet you.
Thank you for having
lovely
me.
Lovely to meet you. You're working hard to kind of bring a kind of subgenre to the fore, aren't you? In the form of Afro hop.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
man.
We've been doing research.
You know, you had one job. I did it. You grew up in Lagos.
Yeah. I was born in Lagos
And came over here when you were 10.
That's right. Oh wow.
Yeah,
you know, this is
your life. You know?
Tell us when it gets too worrying for you that they know too much. And
you live on this road. Yeah.
Your doorbell makes this noise.
You left the house at 10:25 this morning and got on the minute.
No, seriously, tell us
So how are you looking to do this? Complete the mission of bringing Afro hop to the world. It's going well so far.
It's going well, actually.
The dance to the current single, does it share the same name as the single? Because I know. Okay, cool. So the dance is called the what's it called again?
Joe Dada.
The Joe Dada. Right.
Yes.
And that's obviously making waves across Africa and as far as East Asia.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
You're doing bits. I like that. You know, I very much like that. Is there a plan to play a lot of festivals this year? Gigs.
Yes. I'm playing Afrobeats festival with some of my idols, some of the biggest Afrobeats acts in the world. That's next month, June 15th at the O2, but in Manchester.
Amazing.
So that's pretty amazing. Looking forward to that. Because literally last week I was on the beat and I was talking about Tenny. Do you guys know about Tenny?
No.
Okay, y'all need to go.
Absolutely. We need to do more research. tell us.
She's worth it. Yeah. So she's this Afrobeat artist from Nigeria and she's just doing really, really well. But her music, I just feel like she's so special. And she's one of the headliners for this.
Brilliant.
So I was just talking about, she's my idol. You know, I'm really digging her music, blah, blah, blah. And then within the space of a week, I'm going to be opening this show.
Incredible.
And then she started following me 2 days ago.
That's amazing.
Okay, this is weird.
That's good though, man.
But your ultimate idol is Tupac, right?
Yes. Pac is my G. I was listening to him just before I came here.
Okay, what was it about Pac that drew you to him? That drew you to him, should I say?
Drawed you? Know you?
Jesus, where's my English gone?
It's the rum. Gone in the rum.
Can I have some? I'm joking.
You can.
No.
You genuinely can if you like.
Yeah. With Pac, I just love his passion. I love his way with lyrics. I'm really into words. You know how when some people hear music, some people hear the beats, some people hear the melodies. I hear the words. I hear lyrics. So with Pac, his lyrics are not he's not like a Nas where the lyrics are quite complex and maybe you have to smoke a lot. And you'd be like, that's what you're talking about. With Pac, he tells you what it is, but he's so passionate about it. And I think that's what drew me to hip hop. And Pac was definitely one of the, I remember the first song I ever, the first raps I ever wrote was actually based off Dear Mama. I don't know if you guys remember
that. Of course. Yeah.
It was for my mom. I was 13. And
that's a big tune.
Mine was crap, but that's...
Yeah. Excellent. And how does life differ? Do you remember your kind of life in Lagos? Obviously, it was only up to being 10 years old, but do you remember how much life differs over there, like artistically? Were you pursuing
no, oh come on.
No, you know, some people start at a very early age. Okay cool. Okay, so you were involved in the church a lot in
Lagos.
I
don't remember too tough, because I you know, but music was not a big part of my life growing up, to be honest. None of my parents are into music. No one, you know, is into music in my family, so it's a big surprise to me that I just fell in love with hip hop, and I was just, I don't know, I taught myself how to rap, and it's always been something that I felt was truly special, rapping more than anything else. I think I just kind of looked at my life and said, you know, I could do a lot of different things and I would do them very average, but maybe when it comes to hip hop and writing bars, like,
that's where you go hard
out a little bit more.
It goes back to what we were talking about encouragement and education and stuff. A lot of people kind of get bent and shaped to fit into a certain box rather than having their fortes encouraged and nurtured and stuff.
And to be fair, like, coming from an African household, I have to, in a way, I remember when I was like 16 and I nearly got signed, and my parents were like, nah, you gotta go get your education, you gotta go to school.
Yeah.
So I did go through that, but at the same time, I think they didn't completely kill that dream for me. So it was good that at a certain age in my life I was like, okay, I've done that now. Now I'm gonna do me. And either way, you know, there's no guarantees with this, so it's always good to have a backup.
This is true. But you're doing very well. You've linked up with you've linked up with Ayo Beats and Como for the current single Joe Dada. How did that collaboration come about?
Okay, so Ayo is we've been friends for years. Funny enough, we used to work together.
Okay.
So we've been friends for a long time, but obviously in the meantime, I think about the last few years, Ayo's life had taken him in a bit of a different direction. He actually doesn't live here in the UK. He lives in Oman. So I'm working on my EP currently. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to Nigeria to finish it.
Wow.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Me too. I want to be there now. It's not the one. But I wanted Ayo Beats on the EP, and I said, bro, like, I've got a track for you, just give me a verse or whatever. And he was like, okay, send me the track. So I sent it to him. I didn't hear from him for a few days. So I was like, bro, what's going on? He's like, Jay, why don't I just, you know, make you a beat? Like, make you a beat that you know, for the UK, and, you know, different type of sound. Because actually, before Joey Dada, I've recorded most of my previous tracks, especially the Afrobeats one, in Nigeria. So I go back very often, you know. And I was like, let me make something. And I think that's what I love about Joey Dada, is like, it's Afrobeats. In a way, the people in Africa tell me, that song is the most Afrobeat song I've ever heard.
Right.
Yeah, they tell me that. And the people in the UK are like, it's got that UK vibe. So, so that's what I like about the track.
You've created a perfect hybrid.
Yeah, so that's how the track came about. Me and Ayo actually originally jumped on the track. We did it. And then next thing, you know, Como had somehow heard the track and he was like, yo, I want to be on that track. So I was like, yeah, come on.
Brilliant. That's nice, actually, when you haven't asked someone to do something but they're feeling it so much that they want to get involved.
Yeah, that's when I knew. I was like, okay, this could be something.
Yeah. So is there a lot going on in the UK in the near future
In the UK? Oh, it's difficult for me in the UK. Like I said, I've got this concert coming up. I'm away for the next 3 weeks. I've been doing a lot, obviously, before tomorrow, because I'm going away tomorrow, like media and stuff. So literally my plan is just to really finish this EP, which I should do on this trip, and come back in and then drop it.
And
obviously I've got I'm going to be making a video. I've got a track where, I don't know if you guys know Ice Prince.
Ice Prince?
Yeah,
I think so.
You know that Major Lazer?
Alright,
so looking to shoot our video on this trip as well, so that's really exciting.
Brilliant.
He was a massive idol of mine coming up, so
amazing. So who else should we be looking out for, because you seem to have an encyclopedic knowledge of the scene, of the culture, so who else should we be looking out for?
You guys should, in the UK, you guys should definitely be checking for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
100
already there.
Yeah, we booked
100.
No, I'm joking. So coming out of Nigeria, there's a few artists I'm really listening to. Like I said, Tenny, she's amazing. There's an artist called Dice Ailes,
right?
Young artist, really, really popping. There's this new kid called Rema.
Right.
Okay. Even Drake's trying to sign him, but okay. he's signed to Don Jazzy Mavens. His name's Rima. He's so talented.
Brilliant.
So
yeah, check for him. And can we expect any collaborations? Any more collaborations?
We hopefully from this trip we could do something with Zlatan Ibile. I don't know if you guys have
any
heard of him.
Previous work colleagues? Sorry.
Yeah.
Jumping on a tune in.
I actually saw your new track.
Which one?
The one you just dropped. Was it not recently?
What's
the
Sober?
You're walking and you're...
Yeah.
What's it called? Sober. I checked out. It was dope.
You missed out on Marcel's EP
Sober.
Launch recently. Yeah.
When was that? You never invited
Literally
me to
2 weeks ago.
No, what? Listen, like...
You invite Stevie Wonder,
to see Marcel, I got to go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right. Is it one of them ones?
Yeah.
Amazing. But it's really annoying that we've kind of come to the end of the show because we'd love to kind of stick around and chat to you some more. And kind of pick your brains.
Well, you're back in June, did you say?
I am back
in
June.
So maybe you'd like to pass
definitely
through.
Definitely, come be through. More than my pleasure.
Awesome. So before we all go, let people know where they can find you on the social media to find out what you're up to in the near future.
Oh yeah, great guys. You can check me out at Jay Knows. That's JAYEKNOWS, not because I know, but but so Jay Knows, Instagram and Twitter, and then Jay Money on Facebook, but I'm more active on Instagram.
Brilliant. And last but by no means least, if you do us the honour of introducing your brand new single.
All right, guys, this is my brand new single called Joe Dada. It means dance well with Ayo Beats and Como.
Start calling the beast. DJ, don't know. We love the thing. Joe Dada, cut. this is a hit like. You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.